News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Happy Monday. Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you. And believe it or not, this is my favorite In Focus of the week, as they all are. Every In Focus is my favorite, but especially today because we have Dr. Timothy Schaefer, the Assistant Professor of Communication Studies at KSU and the Assistant Director of the K-State Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy. Dr. Schaefer, welcome in the studio this morning.
Thanks for having me.
It's always seems timely to have you in. Every time we have you in, there's always some sort of national issue going on that we can talk about at length. And definitely that's the case today when we're talking about the national conversation regarding school safety, regarding gun control, regarding mental health. I mean, so many different things that on their own you could talk about for, you know, hours on end on day, but we're talking about them all at once. I'll just start off, Dr. Schaefer, with the softball question.
Oh, good.
This is a softball.
That's
all right.
Oh, great.
Is American society capable of middle ground in the 2018 societal discourse?
That's definitely the easy question for the morning. No, it's always good to be here with you. And you know, to your point, there are often things going on that are relevant to what we're chatting about. So it's good to good to be here. So yeah, so your softball question, can we find middle ground these days?
We're going to fix it today, this morning.
Okay. I mean, we have, you know, a little bit less than an hour, so
right.
we should be fine. No, I was just, you know, I guess in response and you know, kind of joking aside, the kind of climate feels, kind of impossible, and we've been staying in this space. Now, I mean, just a couple days ago at CPAC, there were chants of kind of lock her up about Hillary Clinton. And so there are these residual things that are still hanging on from the last election cycle, which are really, really challenging. But I think there are also opportunities where we are beginning to see some slight shifts maybe in how people predispose themselves, especially after the shooting in Parkland and in Florida, that there are some movements from people on various sides to say, how do we address some of the things that we're confronting right now, in contrast to just kind of grounding ourselves on our own kind of sides? So there are these little moves, these little shifts that are beginning to, I think, emerge a bit. But yeah, the work that I do here at K-State, that I also do nationally with the National Institute for Civil Discourse, there are these signs, people really kind of groping for opportunities to talk with one another, to engage across some of these lines of difference, the things that otherwise can feel like we're so different that we don't have the capacity to actually even hear or understand one another. But thankfully, I think I'd be really pessimistic. Thankfully, I do hear and see some of those stories. I do get the opportunity to be in those spaces at times where folks are like, oh, yeah, that person that I otherwise was vilifying in these kind of really extreme ways, I see the kind of human side. That's not to say that there aren't these really, far out kind of views that really kind of debilitate some of those kind of conversations. But, you know, notwithstanding those things, the opportunity, I think, is there. So this is where our work, I think, it's the tough slog. You just kind of keep working at these things and creating opportunities and spaces for folks to have some of those kind of either formal, informal kind of conversations. I was just saying this with students last week. There's a project that I do with them called the Kansas Kitchen Table. And basically, it's have a potluck with some people that you know, some people that you don't know very well. And we talk about what does it mean to be a citizen? What does it mean to be part of a community? And I've done this for a number of years now. And students always end up coming back and saying, like, I never thought about these things, or I've never had these kind of conversations either with my neighbors or with relatives or with the person who lives in the apartment complex across the hall, those kinds of things. So there are these little things that we can do. But yeah, your quote softball question, this is quite a hill to keep climbing, because as we keep seeing from surveys and reports and everything else, this is a tough time to try to cross some of those boundaries.
And you're exactly right. It's always been a tough time. You mentioned some of those arguments that we're still having from the 2016 election. We're still having arguments that we're still having from 20 years ago, from the Columbine shooting. I mean, this is stuff that keeps going, and you see the back and forth. And of course, now it's just even more magnetized in a way with social media. And you know, I hear a lot of friends that will see all that stuff, see the conversation, just roll their eyes and just think, just the country's going crazy and just seems really discouraged by all that. But I would argue that a country that is silent after such a senseless robbery of 17 lives is far more unhealthy and sick than the country than we have now. If we're not saying anything about this, I would be more concerned if everybody's silent after these sort of incidents. I mean, we got to have these discussions and arguments. 14 of those that were lost in Parkland, I mean, they were taken before they'll ever walk across the graduation aisle. You know, yeah. Something in America that we all seem as kind of a birthright, right? That you live and you celebrate with your friends for graduation, and they're not going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And this does, and they're just a part of it. Numerous list of others that also had their lives taken way too soon, and you got to have these conversations. If we're not having these conversations, I'd be more concerned.
Yeah, no, and I think that's one of those opportunities for us to have and to interject into some of that where otherwise, I mean, and we're seeing it right now, right? I mean, the appropriately reactions, especially from some of these students, their peers, who have now kind of thrust themselves into a national conversation. Willingly or not, right? Here they are. And so I think, you know, there's definitely that avenue of those who are taking the approach that we need to organize. We need to kind of advocate for these individuals who have died and for ourselves, right? I mean, the kind of slogan that they're using is marching for their lives. So that's a pretty significant thing, kind of emphasizing the importance here. So you know, there's a vitally important, regardless of what the issue is, for those to kind of advocate from those kinds of places. And at the same time, how do we create space where that we're having the conversations that it's not just kind of the like, I mean, this is part of what exacerbates some of these issues, is that if we're kind of staying with our own kind of group, our own kind of like-minded folks, that we end up having a little possibility of changing something. So we're going to come back to, you know, to the up close to 20 years, right, since Columbine, where we have these problems that are going to, you know, kind of continue. And how do we have both kind of the advocacy work, the champion of the things that people care about, you know, frankly, being able to right, walk across that graduation stage, those types of things. And at the same time, how do you go through the process to actually implement policy changes, which is not as easy as getting people holding placards, right? I mean, and that's, we've got, as someone who studies this and writes about it and teaches about it, you know, a colleague of mine kind of said this the other day, that, you know, we have these examples of the protests months long in Wisconsin when there were radical changes going on there. With the state pensions and things, with Occupy Wall Street, all these things ended up having a lot of energy and then dissolving, right? And so from a kind of a research standpoint, you look at those things sometimes and say, why did this happen or why did this end? And that's part of understanding, like, you can have that, you can, you know, if you're in agreement with this issue, you might be more sympathetic to it, right? But you can have that kind of agreement that this is significant. But if there's not the kind of infrastructure, if there's not some groundwork connected to, related to these things, then, you know, after a while it dissipates. People, you know, the town that I was living at the time when the Occupy movement was really big, there were a few folks who had taken over one of the parks, and then, you know, after a while, most left, except for like a few diehard folks who just really, I think, mostly wanted to just live in the tent in the park rather than, you know, be too concerned about the issue. But what do you do with these things? And so that's where I think the discourse question comes into play, is how do we interject into what otherwise can feel really polarized? And we're seeing it right now, right? The way the conversation's happening, especially, you know, with CPAC just occurring, with the kind of organization from these youth, how do we find some space to have the conversations, whether it's in halls of Congress or in state capitals or in just living rooms, you know, kind of conversations at the local level? What do we do about this? Finding that, as you noted, you know, these are really travesties that are occurring. So how do we address the things that are really plaguing our communities, not just in Florida but across the country?
Right. It's everybody seems to agree there's a problem. How you solve that problem?
Yeah,
that's always a different thing. Let's go ahead and pause and take a break. We're just getting started here on this morning's In Focus. More with Dr. Timothy Schaefer, the Assistant Professor of Communication Studies at KSU, also the Assistant Director at the K-State Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy. More In Focus on the other side.